Is anti-magic field, does he have to have concentration on that?
No.
It's kind of shitty.
He just has to have an eye.
I'll see what I can do about that.
You need that eye. That is the eye that you need.
Well, he doesn't need all the other ones.
Okay,
doesn't need it if he's dead.
Schroeder. No, there's a layer action. Schroeder or Troy. Even Troy, odd Schroeder. Schroeder.
How far do you fall in a round?
500 feet.
Pretty far.
Okay.
You instantly fall 500 feet, and then it's an amount after that, which is negligible here. But.
And you said it's 600 feet to the bottom from the bottom of the...
It's something like that. I'd have to look it up.
It's 600. I remember the number. Because when we were talking about it, I was trying to make determinations on certain things.
You should talk more into the mic.
Sorry.
Let's do another grapple check.
Just like the idea that this massive fucking turtle gets speared
in the
back.
I don't get a reaction to know what's coming.
Huh?
Do I not get a reaction to know it's coming since it's already happened once? To dodge it?
That's what your role is.
Okay, that's what the... Okay, well, it's a grapple.
That's what the grapple check is. It's to avoid the grapple.
Okay.
Ooh, that doesn't take a die either.
17.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got him.
I like how you go...
He goes woo! Diving past you.
I've seen this trick, bitch. And just flip him.
Sinked him.
Now it's Schroeder. You're up.
I'm on the fifth level.
Sorry. Go. I have been skipping over a certain word in that, and that is cool.
What is it?
Don't worry about it.
So I can't do any of this until I...
So this anti-magic field is up until he turns it off.
Until he turns it away from you or closes his central eye.
He didn't turn or close his central eye when he got grappled and stabbed?
Nope.
Oh, shit. It'd be a concentration check to make sure he doesn't blink.
Should be.
Okay. I guess I will start moving. I'll move 30 feet out across the bridge.
You can even double move. I mean, you're not going to do anything else.
Yeah, might as well. 60 feet. Send me.
Because now I would argue, based on the angle, you're probably out of the anti-magic field.
Yeah.
I would agree.
He cost you a turn, basically.
Yeah.
Which is mostly your goal with spellcasters. Just make them do shit for a turn they don't want to do.
Bonus action.
Drop an anvil.
How far is he from me?
You're on level 5, so he's 90 feet.
Shit, this is the perfect time for Craig to do that Acme stuff he always wanted to do. Just turn up that fucking bag and just dump
the
shit out of it.
Holding. His whole smithy just...
Three goddamn anvils come falling out of that thing. He'd be having a field day.
Next time, anvils.
Spiritual weapon.
Okay.
And I'll cast it at the 60-foot range as close to him as I can.
Okay.
There you go. I like it.
But it can't. I don't believe it can move on the same turn I cast it, can it?
It can attack on the turn you cast it.
Right, yeah. But I can't move.
Right.
So it's just within 30 feet of him.
Yep.
And that's it.
Next round you'll be able to move it and hit.
Yeah.
Excuse me. God. Grady, you're up.
I just want to keep... All right, set the scene for me, Jeff, because that'll change what I want to do.
Okay.
So, the bridge disintegrated.
Yes.
I do my best pinwheeling through the air. I take the glaive, and I spear the thing roughly where?
Kind of, like, in the top going down.
Okay. Do I have footing on its head?
Now, you're kind of dangling off.
Okay.
Kick it, central eye. Fuck you.
I would like to maneuver...
You... Okay. If I had to guess, you came down like this, and you're kind of... You have it pithed.
Right.
You're dangling up in the air by your glaive.
Right.
And you're hanging off.
I would like to, with strength, because I am strong.
Strength.
Just rip off an eye stalk.
No, I'd like to lean, basically the way you said, I'd like to lean head forward and... lean my body weight into the glaive as hard as conceivably possible.
So while not moving too much, he's just trying to pull himself and force...
No, I'm trying to push the glaive deeper.
Oh, okay.
If the glaive is stuck, taking it out to attack is not really a thing that I can do.
It's not really a thing you can do either way, because to maintain your grapple, you need a hand. To attack with a glaive, you need two hands.
If you're within range of it and it tries to attack one of us at range, does your sentinel pop?
I was going to say, as a bonus action, can you retract and then, you know, detract and then retract? Does that count as a strike?
Like, unignite it and then ignite it back? Just change angle and reignite it.
So using the glaive is essentially not really possible right now.
No, I gave you a bonus for a good...
That's fair.
A good roll.
That's fair. So I have it by, like, an eye stalk then or something at this point.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Yeah, I said you're hanging on by your glaive that's stuck in it, but yeah, you're like hanging on to an eye stalk.
That's why I was picturing that I was I was able to lean my weight on it. I will. Do I need to roll to maintain the grapple, or would I only need? Or am only I presuming?
So long as you maintain the grapple, it stays grappled. If it tries to break free,
sure,
then you have to do an opposed roll.
Okay, so I'm going to maintain the grapple. And I'm going to recklessly attack.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, whatever is most appropriate for you, I've got such ideas as swing on the glaive and kick it in the central eye.
You got another hand axe?
I'm pretty sure they both went pinwheeling down unless there's one stuck in him.
They both hit, so yeah.
All right, well,
I would give you that.
All right, then I will grab I didn't realize, for all I know, they bounced off his eye after hitting and... If there's a hand axe handy, absolutely. I'm going to grab the hand axe.
It's nice and cinematic. I like this.
All right. If there's a hand axe handy, then yes, I'm going to pull it out and just start wailing on this fucker.
Works for me.
What do you mean? Level 5. Yes.
Reckless attack.
Okay.
That's a nat 20.
Nice.
Which is roll once, right?
Roll twice.
Modifier
once.
For some reason, I thought you got full damage and then rolled. That's 12 damage. Sorry, 14 damage.
Okay.
Is Great Weapon Master proc on that?
No. Or actually...
I scored a crit. I make an additional melee attack if I score a crit.
I don't think that specifies it has to be with a great weapon.
Not according to Dave's sheet.
Yeah, I don't think so. So, yeah.
So that procs that.
Your bonus you get a bonus action attack.
Let me check something. So I will take the Great Weapon Master and swing at it again. I rolled a 24.
You're taking your second attack.
Let me take my second attack before I take that.
Don't interrupt. We'll get through all of them.
24 for the second attack, then.
Thank you.
That's another 10 damage.
Okay.
You're adding your rage damage, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Bonus action.
Action surge. Or would you rather me do the bonus action first?
So you get 3 more attacks.
Correct.
Go.
You're telling me you want me cinematic. I'm just cutting this big fucking eye tree down.
No, I love it.
That's a 22 to hit?
Yes.
That's another 9 damage. That's a 25?
Yeah.
What was this about not rolling well?
11 damage.
Don't jinx it, you son of a bitch.
I have to roll 2 dice to make it happen. I don't talk about the other one that's a 4. And then I will go ahead and use the other ability for Great Weapon Master. The bonus action attack.
Yeah.
That's another 23 to hit. Another 9 damage. I also imagine that this whole time Kira is doing something incredibly vicious as she's screaming, "You fucking piece of shit! Die, bitch!" Just incessantly.
Yeah.
I'm 500 feet in the air, screaming, spittle, teeth, just...
You killed
I'm
my cat!
Because I'm screaming so bad.
That one I'm not so upset about, but it's still annoying.
What was his name, you grubby bitch?
I'm more of a dog person, but it's still a bitch.
I'll
move.
Shoot myself.
I'll shoot myself if you can tell me that fucking cat's name.
Shut
what face. Color was it, bitch?
Fluffy. I can't run to the store without...
Oh, man. Okay. Grady.
Yeah.
One eye ray.
It's actually probably the best one for him.
Is it?
Yeah. He's raging.
Dexterity
save. He's a
better chance
of taking damage than being charmed to let go.
It's true. Counterspell. Wait, there's an anti-magic.
Can I see it aiming the stalk at me?
You get bonuses to dex saves anyways because of
dodging.
Because he's a barb plus level 3.
What do you mean? Can you see it aiming the stalk at you?
For danger sense.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Danger sense.
Yes, you
Watch
see the
yourself.
Beholder in front of you getting ready to shoot shit at you. Yes.
20.
Okay.
Where are they?
I find it funny that you've probably rolled the disintegrate ray more than any other ray.
I know! I couldn't get it to save my life the last time you guys did this.
You almost disintegrated Troy, too.
No, he got the death ray.
Oh, was it the death ray?
Yep. So 28.
Yeah.
35.
Narrowly escaped.
Incorrectly narrowly escaped.
Edit that out.
No, I'm editing the show. I'm not going to do that.
Cody, edit that out before you give it to him.
Brr, 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 brr.
31 points of damage. That's halved.
And then I have again.
You have again.
So 15.
Yep.
Nice. I just look at it and go, go fuck yourself. I don't mean to alarm you guys, but I'm under 100 hit points. What are we doing, 15?
Tap him in the balls.
No, because I don't want to touch his balls.
Well,
they're still tender.
It's backhand.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's been about a month.
It's been
at this
enough
point.
Time. Fuck yeah. That.
Troy, you're up.
Well, she did something cool. I want to do something cool.
Yeah, why don't you?
Oh, come on. Take a flying leap off.
I was hoping.
Take a flying leap.
I was hoping. Fuck it. Yeah.
Take a flying leap off. Wait till you get in range. Cast the spell. Then do Featherfall afterwards.
I don't need it.
That's ridiculous.
He walked out there and threw the ball. They played Disco Inferno on his way out. I guess they couldn't use a ghost song. I don't know.
No, I'm
it says Papa 4 with a number 4 on the back of it. It's amazing.
Do your cool thing. I want to see your cool thing.
I'm going to jump off.
Okay.
Free falling. Oh, find an open space.
Make a dex check.
No. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Once I get... Because he's 40 feet below the bridge.
Yeah.
So once I pass the last bridge...
That's what I'm saying. I want to see if you can make it through these bridges without getting hung up.
Are you fucking Sideshow Bob raking it the whole way down? Because that's really fucking funny to think about.
Yep.
How much?
Acrobatics or a dex check.
I need to do some checking on how much certain things can carry.
Were you just talking about that earlier? It's an RPG mm-hmm. based on.
Is there still a bridge at the first level, or is that the only bridge at the first level that he?
Oh no!
Oh
first
no!
There,
gone. No, first level there are multiple bridges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the one that he was on is what got targeted.
It's a full RPG.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize the main one.
I mean, you're 7 levels up.
I know.
Where do you see stats on animals?
Back
the back
players have
PHB.
Yeah.
Or just Google.
Okay.
Back.
Fuck
very
it.
Back. Like some of the last
Oh, come ones. On, just do it.
It's much cooler than my way.
Well, try and do it your way.
Well,
don't roll shit. That's what you just told me.
Because I can get most of the way. But, yeah, no, okay. Dex save?
Dex check?
Dex check.
Or acrobatics?
Yes. That's not great. 15?
No, that's decent.
Okay.
You can get through there.
Okay.
So how far are you diving?
Your butt puckers on that first one that you fly by, though, because you almost clipped it.
I'm aiming to clear the bridges.
Okay. I'm all good with that.
Okay. Once I clear the bridges, I enact my telekinetic thrust. Nope. Sorry. Psi-powered leap. As a bonus action, you can propel your body with your mind. You gain a flying speed equal to twice your walking speed until the end of your current turn.
Okay.
So now I'm going to fly to him.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. You grabbing on?
I suppose I have to.
Yep.
Well, you don't have to, Lucas.
True, but then I'm going to fall 160 feet, which I don't want to do that.
No, you're going to fall a lot more
than
that.
You're going to fall about 540 feet.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, so then I will grapple.
Okay.
Lucas, earlier in this game, you know, fell because he forgot how long he had been flying. That was the joke.
Oh, part one, yeah.
What'd you get?
14?
Yeah, you got him.
Sweet. Do I still get... I don't get another attack, though, because my attack was to grapple.
That counts as one of your attacks for the action.
Okay. So I can attack again?
Yeah.
Okay. I will attack with my rapier that unfortunately has not been on fire.
Okay.
Guys, you're making this extra hard on me.
What do you mean?
Let's see here.
Do something fun. Nine.
Jump off. All the cool kids are doing it.
Well, I'm planning to at a certain point, but.
Do the thing your parents never told you to do about the other kids jumping off a bridge.
19 to hit.
Trying to finish this as the 19 only surviving party member.
It would fuck with the narrative.
7.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's it.
Goes to the beholder's turn.
Didn't it just eye stalk me?
As a legendary action.
He said lair action.
Hey, if you don't want us to jump recklessly, then you should communicate.
I don't think I should have to if you kill the thing flying that has nothing to land besides 600 feet down.
We will deal with that when we get there.
He will refocus his central eye on Schroeder. And fire 3 stalks at you guys. Let's see who's getting how many. How do I do this?
I get none.
Evens and odds.
Are you talking about you're only aiming at Cody and I?
Yes.
Okay.
He can't shoot into the anti-magic field.
He basically rearranged his anti-magic field at me. Effectively neutralizing me.
Well, what was your... never mind. I guess we... Never mind.
I ran 60 feet to get out.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 rays at Grady. 7 and 4. And Troy got a 10. Troy, dex save.
Does Troy have anything that give a bonus to this? Something?
You win.
Did you start fighter or start ranger?
Started ranger.
I can't remember if ranger has a boost to dex or not.
I don't know.
I would assume you would have better dex saves, like proficiency in your dex save.
I mean, I do have proficiency.
Oh, okay.
Does it provoke an opportunity attack turning that stock on?
No.
That was worth a shot.
22.
22, nice.
Okay.
Five. I like the better when you only had the 2 dice.
Where do I begin?
32 points of damage. That is halved.
26.
Okay. That doesn't take you to 0, does it?
No.
Bitch.
Because that was the death rate.
Who's the
Grady.
Bitch now?
Yep.
I need a wisdom save.
That movie kind of holds up in a weird way.
I'd prefer not.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm looking forward to this one.
20.
Oh, you lucky shit.
Eat my ass, Jeff.
You felt really sleepy there for a second. One more dex save.
Advantage. That one might go well for you. That one goes well for you. 14. Rolled an 8 and an 11.
Okay. On a failed save, the target's speed is halved for 1 minute. In addition, the creature can't take reactions, and it can take either an action or a bonus action on its turn, not both. The creature can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of its turns, ending the effect on itself on a success.
Got it.
What beam was that?
Slow.
Ah.
That's the end of its turn.
How much can that carry?
There are rules for that.
Evens and odds. That's on the corner. That's an even. That's Troy. One more eye stalk as a legendary action.
Might be the DMG. There's a
5 is
an enervation ray. It's a constitution save.
Pew 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 pew. Look in the, I think it's the DMG or you could Google it.
16.
Carrying capacity based on strength score, maybe.
Nope.
I don't remember what it 17. Was exactly.
Oh,
okay. So DC 16.
half as much on a fail.
Did you build your new character yet?
I don't have a sheet.
I mean, Google. Start filling it out on your phone.
Right,
writing it on a piece of paper.
Let's do it when I go. I took... God, don't worry about it. I'll do it when I
you
go.
You have a sheet. You have no more excuses.
When I get home.
Do it
I'm going to need all three sheets because I'm taking spells. So
well, don't worry about those. I'm on the back. I'm
going to help. It's all right. I'll do it when
19 I points of necrotic damage.
Ooh-wee. I usually have a bunch and I don't today.
How you doing over there? Do you need that character sheet for yourself yet?
You said 19?
19.
Almost.
I'm still in double digits.
Can you roll that die again? can you roll that die again?
Not going to get me much.
Schroeder.
Get you something. Keeps you alive a lot longer.
I'll save it. If
I mean, it's on the internet. It's got to be true, right?
Yep. You got one more coming at you. Make me a grapple check to, or a check to avoid a grapple.
Fucking God damn it, Jeff.
Now, imagine what the wizard could have done if we hadn't fucked the wizard.
Yeah. You saved everybody who survives here by getting a clear shot at that wizard.
You got him.
Yeah, 20.
Okay.
Fucking eat dicks and throw them off.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Now this bounces off of the shell.
This one's like the Ninja Turtle move. He goes down to dive and you just forward roll over the top of him.
No, you don't.
Schroeder, you're up.
So with everything that's on me, I still have this anti-magic field on me,
mm-hmm.
essentially.
What do you mean, everything you have on you?
Well, just like all the damages taken, all everything that's happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a reason why, again, that these are classified as deadly encounters.
Yeah.
Them bitches.
Especially if Jeff creates a vertical surface. Fighting this one in a narrow hallway
Jeff didn't,
wouldn't be so bad.
Jeff didn't create this. Jeff just had to figure out how to run it.
I would say it's been successful so far. He got rid of Lucas's cat.
That's nice scary, cheering at home.
That's the scary part.
Hold for applause.
You hear me?
Yeah.
That's the scary part.
I mean, once that goes to zero, you...
Yeah.
I mean, what's the worst that happens? You turn into literally a fucking rock? Troy's definitely got that spell saved for Featherfall, right?
I mean, I wasn't saving it for that exact purpose, but it's there.
Might need it.
I'm just going to laugh if he gets slowed and can't use reactions.
I'm casting Feather. Slam!
How far away is he from me?
You're on level 5.
That's what the die says, yeah.
Yeah,
90 feet.
Can't do that.
Sucks being a neutralized spellcaster, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to do besides something extremely reckless.
I mean, that's all that's worked so far.
Yeah, I know.
This will be the one that doesn't.
Yeah, this is gonna be the one.
He just
that
falls
doesn't.
Like a goddamn rock, like on the other side of the cavern. Yeah. I thought you were over here.
Just go in your shell and bounce. Pling, 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 pling.
So how would it work if I'm planning to cast a spell as soon as I feel the ability to do so?
If you want to ready an action to do that, I'm all good with that.
So can I ready an action and then just fucking jump?
Sure.
With a plan to just not land on a bridge?
To be fair, you fall far. So, I mean, you could fall and you could cast the action as you're falling.
Right. But I would have to cast it. I wouldn't be able to cast anything
right,
until
but
I'm outside of that field.
You fall 500 feet. Like, you could start
right,
casting after you go.
But if you have a reaction ready to do it, that's fine.
Okay, then I've
I'm
got a spell
that
I want to cast.
Make a dex check to make sure that you clear the bridges.
Here's the real trick.
Sideshow Bob!
That's double digits.
Yeah, I think it's a 16.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Higher than Troy's current hit points.
Then I'm diving off and with the plan that as a reaction, as soon as I can cast, I wild shape. into a giant eagle.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
And I want to get myself into position as much as possible. Because I might...
Get yourself into position where?
I'm coming at the fucking beholder.
Okay.
Because my flying speed then changes to 80.
You could move and make an attack.
Oh, I could make... Well, I get multi-attack, so...
Yeah, I'd say you can take your action. You get a fly speed of 80 feet?
Yeah, giant eagle. Speed 10 feet, fly 80.
Oh, wait, no. What is wild shape? What kind of an action is that?
It's just an action.
So, yeah, I'd say you burn your action.
Okay.
Because you burned your action to ready.
Can I move my spiritual weapon as a bonus action?
Yes.
So I'll do that.
Okay. You could move and attack because it was 30 feet away.
Yep. So then I will do that.
Do it.
Do we.
You guys are almost there. You almost got him.
I don't believe you.
Huh?
Grady did a shit ton of damage in that crazy...
Oh, no. He literally did.
God damn. The spell attack is just that plus proficiency plus wisdom, right? I haven't been making a lot of... spell it.
Proficiency and wisdom.
Okay.
Ironic how much damage actually I have done with two hand axes in this fucking fight. Not ideal. Of the numbers you could roll,
Roll again.
That was one of them. That was exactly one of them.
Yeah, it was a one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know it was.
So it would have been a 9, but it's crit fail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. One more. One more Ray.
I'm slowed. It takes me a minute.
No, you passed that.
No, I didn't pass it slow. You said I was slowed.
You're right. That was.
It would now be coming to your turn.
I rolled at the end of my turn. It always affects you for at least one full turn.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Me.
Schroeder.
Make sure you realize you're making the checks as the eagle.
I know.
That's a 6.
Ha! Don't you just love it when he laughs like that?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta read how this one works.
Telekinesis ray. If the target is a creature, it must succeed on a DC 16 strength save. Make a strength save.
Okay. Now, what's the strength modifier of the eagle?
I know. I've looked at it.
Okay, because that's how this is. All right. Because you may have more or less of a bonus than you think. So just
like, I know. I looked at it.
That's a pretty good roll. I don't know that you've got a +2, which is probably at least
what
you need.
I've got a +3. Okay. 16. Or I'm sorry, 17.
You lucky shit.
Because otherwise I know what I would have done if I was able to push you.
Tossed you right back into the anti-magic field.
That's what I would have done.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
The eagle comes swooping down. He just pushes it with his mind back a little bit. Poof.
Just a turtle.
Fuck.
Just a turtle going.
Flapping its stubby legs.
God damn it. Okay. Grady, you're up.
I continue doing what I did before.
Yeah, do
just
it.
Just slower.
You get...
It was reactions. It said I could take actions.
I think you only get one, though.
Yeah, I think... well,
you get an action or a bonus action.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about only one attack in this. Right. So.
But you can't... I'm assuming you wouldn't be able to take, like... Well, never mind.
I'm going to recklessly attack.
Yeah, do it.
Do it.
It is a...
We rolled a telekinesis ray.
20 to hit?
But Schroeder made the save. Yeah.
20 hit?
20, yes. Since you're right there on top of it, yes.
I dove off wild shaped into a giant eagle.
So he was going to push him back into the anti-magic field.
Would you like to move, Schroeder?
How close am I to it?
I don't know. Really, I'd just like to add a D8 of damage.
Yeah, I'll move.
Perfect. I don't know if I can expend superiority die on things that don't work.
It says the ally can move. It doesn't say they have to.
All right. Hey, you could move.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll position myself directly behind it so it has to turn all the way around.
I mean, it can do that.
13 damage. I swear to all the gods, you piece of... That's going to hit too. It's another... That's 22 to hit.
Yep.
What if you were able to cast anti-magic field? Would it cancel out his ray?
Can't triple stamp, double stamp.
No. I don't think you could cast anti-magic field.
No, I know I can't.
I mean, if you're in the anti-magic field, you can't.
But he's hypothetically asking, could, like, let's say if I caught him off guard and hit him with it, would it stop him?
I'm
like
honestly
hey,
not
you can
sure.
Move again if you want.
You'd have to read anti-magic field. It may tell in there. I'm not sure.
Another 14 damage from this hand axe.
Okay.
I'm getting fucked out of a kill again after doing a shit ton of fucking damage. That thing's like at one goddamn hit point, one of you assholes is going to kill it.
That's the total. That's what he's at.
Oh, okay. That's greedy.
So we get one more eye ray.
Oh, hold on. See if I'm slowed anymore.
Yeah, make your save.
That's still not great. 15 save?
Nope.
Okay.
1-2 for Troy. 3-4 for...
If you're slowed, it means you fall slower.
No. 3-4 for Schroeder. 5-6 for Grady. Troy.
I'm pretty sure it says that my speed is half, so I would fall half as fast.
Weird.
9.
Oh, no!
Poof.
Oh, no!
God damn, give me a dex save.
He's gonna fucking Thanos snap you.
Which means poof. We're not gonna get turns before it goes again. No one is.
I mean, it's only gonna have it, right?
Yes. What are you at?
10.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Deadly.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, huh?
It's at the point where if you would have let me have an attack, I would have died, right?
Huh?
It's at the point where if you'd have let me have an attack as the eagle, it would have died.
Yeah.
No. I mean, like, I could see Jeff's shit-eating grin.
It literally has one hit point.
I showed him. Total of 350. It's at 349.
And I've probably done about 75 of it.
Okay.
In the last two or three turns.
So that means it is the beholder's turn.
I am legitimately pissed off about Troy's death.
I'm shocked I got that.
Should be pissed off about both of our deaths as well.
Well, I won't have much time for that. In a round, I'll be falling.
Evens and odds. I get 3 rays. Grady.
Bring it. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
You need to make saves?
Huh?
Do you need to make saves?
He hasn't rolled the rays yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you
I was
roll-
seeing
oh,
who okay, who sorry. I was hitting.
I thought you were rolling the rays. And
triple nines, baby.
1, 8, 4.
1, and 4.
But two of those are new, I think.
How about a wisdom save?
How about no?
How about no, Scott?
12.
You're charmed.
Yeah, I knew that one was coming.
What else?
4 is slow again. I'm not worried about that. 8. Make
it's double slowed.
Make a dex save.
22.
You're good. That was petrification.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
So I don't know how we'd do this. I mean, you wouldn't attack it anymore.
I go next, not him.
True.
So poke it in the eye with your claw.
Don't even poke it in the eye with your claw. Just stab it with your spiritual weapon.
Oh, that works too.
Yeah.
Which leaves you 2 actions that you might otherwise need to catch the falling barbarian.
Yeah.
I would have cast Featherfall, you know, but...
Yeah, so then you would be fine on your own, and then I could catch him.
No,
we need fan art.
It does up to 5 people.
Yeah, we need fan art of Jeff snapping and the two of them turning to dust.
21.
Yeah, that'll hit.
So it'll do more than one damage.
That is enough to kill it. It had literally 1 hit point left.
I'm very sorry I didn't do 1 hit point.
You piece of shit.
What is it?
Max damage. I was going to hit you with a dex save spell and blow you the fuck up, and you kept me from casting a single spell.
So now I'm in free
you
fall.
You kept me from using my fucking wizard.
So now
I can't help. I outsmarted you.
You gifted that to another person. You know,
gifted what?
That card.
The card. Oh, yeah. I guess I could have.
Selfish bastard.
I didn't think about that.
That's why I asked when he first went to cast a big goddamn spell. I was going to tell you to throw that card to him.
Oh, got ya. I didn't realize what you were talking about.
Yeah.
But he was in the spell field with me and couldn't cast anything?
Well, he didn't end up casting a shot and arrow.
Okay, at this point, the beholder
dies.
Sorry,
Troy. I didn't think about that.
The beholder dies. Kira is no longer charmed.
Right.
And it falls slowly. It hovers down. You're not, so long as you're holding on to it, you're safe.
I'm pretty sure I'm probably still hitting it with an axe.
That's true.
Continuously.
Motherfucker, die again! I didn't care about the cat so much, but I was sort of attached to the other one.
I have to imagine, like, legitimately, Jeff, I feel like for Kira, that's probably a madness roll. He did just fucking Thanos snap
sure,
the only person I cared
it.
About.
Charisma roll. Charisma save.
Oh, yeah, I'm fucking, like, I'm gonna make that. 20.
Nice. You're okay with this.
I guess. On second thought.
It's just a drow.
Yeah. After all, he was still a drow.
Well, I was thinking, on second thought, he probably was bewitched by that thing, and that's all done now, so we don't have to worry about that. That fucking demon in a stone, we don't have to worry about that shit anymore.
I would still have movement, so.
No, I mean, we're out of initiative.
Yeah.
Would you like to find out what all you lost and can't pick up off my corpse? Because I had some.
That was the
shit.
Next thing I was going to ask: is any good adventurer would? Does it dust all of their items too? Yeah.
We'll have to look up disintegration as a spell. I'm
if
not sure.
Not before you tear up your character sheets, everything. I'd like to take all the sweet loot
well,
off.
Well, we
box.
Know how good you are with rules, so we'll let him decide what that is.
If the target is large or smaller, non-magical object or creation of magical force, it is disintegrated without saving through. Is a huge or larger object or creation of magical force. Yeah, this it doesn't talk about gear. We'll figure that out. Like every once in a while, you see another person go diving off screaming, but it dies down. Grady is slowly drifting down this massive chasm, riding the beholder down. Schroeder is flying around as an eagle. What are you guys doing?
Handling emotional change just like any barbarian would, which is by continuing to hack off eye stalks as I go down.
Just don't hit the big one in the middle. You need that one.
We do.
I am saving these hand axes, though. They're pretty legit.
Yeah.
I need some... Wonder how expensive it is to put returning on them.
It's not really a thing.
Is it not a thing anymore?
A disintegrated creature and everything it is wearing and carrying except magic items are reduced to a pile of fine gray dust.
Yep.
So please make a list of your magic items.
The creature can be restored to life only by the means of true resurrection or a wish spell.
Well, we ain't gonna have that.
I'm just saying.
I wished upon a star before I died.
I love the idea that you went out like goddamn George of the Jungle.
That's fantastic. Technically, I was climbing down a wall, not swinging, but close enough.
That's no,
not...
in my mind theater,
you were swinging
from
bridge to bridge on your way down.
Yes.
So please make a list of your magic items so we can mourn you by hawking them for gold for our own magic items.
Thank Actually, you. A couple of these you may want.
But yeah, write them down.
So how would you two like to proceed from here?
You want to rest at the bottom of this thing? We can still save the shield guardian.
That's true. I'm okay with resting down here. I don't care. I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, we'll go to the bottom and cut the eye out.
I took like 35 points of damage. Jeff very much targeted everyone but me.
I split things up randomly. I mean,
right. No, I'm not saying on purpose, but so some of them over there ate way more rays than I did.
Yeah.
Although I took my fair share at the end.
If you hadn't taken all three of those at the end, I was fucked. It was risky because giant eagles only have 24 health as an average.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so that's why it was so risky. Because I'm like, I get touched, I'm fucked. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
really, you're only about one or two saves away from killing three. Like, I don't think the fall would have probably killed me.
My, even if I took max damage with the shield guardian fall, I only took like 65. So because you were raging, you would have taken half of that.
Yeah, I rolled 81.
So, yeah, you'd have halved 81, so you would have taken 40.
So you guys are going to go down to the bottom of this chasm and rest.
We're going to cut the eye out.
Yeah.
We're going to collect the magic items that have fallen from our dusted comrades.
Do potions count?
Anything else cool down here?
Yes, potions count. Okay. That's what I'm going to check. I can't remember. I've been so worried about the fight, I didn't even look at what was down here.
Man, we would really been super fucked. Is that the most player-killing fight we've had in D&D on the podcast?
Probably.
In 7 years?
We had one where one died and two went down. The Baba Yaga fight.
The Baba Yaga fight is actually the hardest fight in that campaign. Baba Yaga can player wipe because she's... I think when you account for Baba Yaga and the house, they're a higher challenge rating than Strahd.
Yeah.
But she's not really meant to kill you, as I recall. She's meant to fuck with you a little bit and then piss off. Probably, though, yeah.
Well, didn't we have everybody at least down in that fight except for me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt died and the other two went down.
Oh, and is that when he came back as a monk after that fight?
Yes.
A dead monk, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he was a dead... Was he yeah, a dead the, monk that came back as undead?
He was a monk of the long death that came back as the monk.
He wasn't undead, but he was undead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there. Well, now then.
I have something written on here, protection from fiends, but I don't know if that was an object.
That was a talisman. Amulet, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was the talisman
like,
that...
It's a one-time use, like a potion. Okay, at the bottom of the chasm, you find two skeletons. They are small-sized skeletons, and next to them, you find two miner's picks and a small leather pouch.
And also, a magic short sword, plus two to attack and damage.
You guys should probably write this down.
I know, I'm trying to get my fucking thing.
Or I just take this page on and give it to you. A flame tongue, which is a rapier. The Horde Breaker's Bow, which you can look at that. I'll give you that stuff later.
Horde, H-O-R-D-E?
Yes. Yeah.
A potion that is a school of illusion. Didn't actually know what the potion was. I don't think we ever found that out. A Powafwi, and the talisman with a protection from fiends.
Yeah, I think everybody had one of those.
Yeah. We like Powafwis as well.
The potion of illusion?
Yeah.
You didn't know what that was? Did you have a note saying where you got
it? I don't think we ever figured it out.
I don't remember.
I've been reading up about potions, and you can actually figure out what those are without any kind of a check.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know how long. That was my first sheet, so it's old.
Okay. I'll go back and look. I'm pretty sure I know where you got it.
You also find a potion of gaseous form, two different health potions, one standard, one great.
They couldn't give me the great one?
Didn't even realize it was on the sheet till just now.
You couldn't have rolled better on the one you got, you whiny little shit.
Pretty decently.
The fiend amulet, like everyone else. One ring of free action. One ring of protection. A plus one dagger. And the sword of warning.
Oh, wait a minute. Also, a tentacle rod.
Oh, yeah.
Troy, what was the very first thing you read off before?
Magic short sword.
Okay.
Plus two attack and damage.
Let's take those skeletons dwarf-sized?
No, smaller than that.
Gnome?
Nope. Yeah, if you had to guess, they're deep gnomes.
I say Smurfneffelflun.
Yep. Smurfneffelum.
Boots of speed. And a chime of opening.
How many of those do you have to be attuned to? Because that's a lot of magic items.
I know the boots came from...
Eleanor?
Matt's character.
Oh, Matt's character.
I spent through a couple character deaths now.
The chime of opening doesn't... I don't think it regenerates.
No, I believe that's a consumable.
Okay.
Did you ever see Ready Player One?
Yeah. I did not see it, but I read it.
Yeah.
The scene at the end where they kill everybody in the system and all these magic items pop up. That's exactly what I'm picturing.
Do you remember how many charges it has? Was it 10?
It starts out with 10.
Okay. So there's two left. Two charges left.
Everything below the line is what we just picked up.
Sell it.
Besides whatever we get. You said two pickaxes and a pouch.
Well, he
or
wants
something.
Us to look at the pouch first.
Yes. There is a gem inside.
Touch it.
It's a fucking another pouch of fluff.
All right. What kind of gem?
Let me look it up. Because I don't remember what it does. You don't have to have it on
you.
You can't be surprised.
You got the DMG?
You just have to be attuned to it.
Or I can just Google it.
It might be something that I put in my belt until we have somebody who uses it.
Have it on you like Sting.
Yeah.
Or sell it for money.
That was a very climactic second half.
This was fun, guys.
So I don't see anything about attunement.
So, Troy, Space Walrus?
I don't know.
Bring your herring gun with you.
There's a strange light coming from the gem once you get it out of the bag. It is a gem of brightness.
Of brightness?
Yeah, it has 50 charges. While you're holding it, you can use an action to speak one of three command words to cause one of the following effects. The first command word causes the gem to shed bright light in 30-foot radius and dim light for an additional 30. You okay?
Yeah, wrong place, sorry. First command is 30-30.
This effect doesn't expend a charge. It lasts until you use a bonus action to repeat the command word or until you use another function of the gem. The second command word expends one charge and causes the gem to fire a brilliant beam of light at one creature you can see within 60 feet. This creature must succeed a DC 15 constitution save or be blinded for 1 minute. The creature can repeat the saving throw at the end of its turn, yada, yada, yada. The third...
Take a snapshot and send it to us because you're talking too fast for me to write it down.
Well, I'm more doing it for the
gotcha.
For the audience.
Gotcha.
The third command word expends 5 charges and causes the gem to flare with blinding light in a 30-foot cone originating from it. Each creature in the cone must make a saving throw as if struck by the beam created with the second command word. When all the gem's charges are expended, the gem becomes a non-magical gem worth 50 gold.
You know how I want to use this? Jeff's not going to let me use it, but you know how I want to use this? If we had a good rogue, we could use it like a flashbang.
Just sneak in, bang!
Just sneak in and toss it.
Somebody roll me 5d10.
How many charges does it have?
Yeah, if this was something that regenerated charges, I wouldn't make you roll for it, but...
You want to roll 5d32s?
I mean, I could. That'd be great.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
24.
24 charges.
Those greedy bastards.
They kept using it down here before they died?
No, there's a lot of breaks in the skeleton. It looks like they fell. And that's all you find down here.
Is there anything else you can take off beholders that's worth anything?
Not especially.
I've probably trimmed all the eye stalks by now in a murderous rage.
Making a headdress? Making a cool Universal Soldier necklace?
Eyes instead of ears?
Yeah.
I had also thought
eye stalks, yeah.
I had also thought about making garters.
Stoles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
An entire beholder flesh fucking Red Sonja bikini? I don't know.
Okay, so
one of you should make a character that can use some of this shit that we just picked up.
So what are you guys doing from here?
I'm resting.
Resting for the night?
Yeah. Okay. And then we can either pick up next time from there, or we can, whatever it takes for us to get out of here. My plan was to...
That's fine. If we can pick up from here.
What would probably be the most useful if I were Jeff. Now, I'm not Jeff, so what I would say would be the most useful is that we have completed a mission. We've lost a number of party members.
Yeah.
Like, what the strategy should be is to go back up there, see if we have to fight our way through any of those fuckers.
Yeah.
and get the eye back and go back to the wizard's tower or wherever the hell we're at. Because then we're at a central hub. We're connected with our party and our team. So unless Jeff wants to fuck with us with any of that plan, then at least you're at a central hub where if characters need to be introduced, it also makes it a lot easier on Jeff.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a pretty good idea of where I'm going to introduce the characters. This is as good a place to stop as any.
Whatever you say, boss. Okay. You are in charge.
We will pick up after you guys take a rest next time.
You should probably have characters that know Featherfall, because there's not a lot of good ways to get to the bottom of a chasm.
Fuck you, climb up.
No, that's not what I'm worried about. If I were to introduce a character, I would introduce them falling from the top of the chasm.
Well, that's you and you're a sick bastard.
I've just given Jeff that idea and 2 weeks to think about it.